Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me here today for this show. I'm really grateful for you to be listening in and calling in. And if you have a question today, or if you get through today, please have your question or connection ready, meaning just tell me where you're from, what your name is, and then your question. My switchboard is always super duper full, and I try to get to as many people as possible. And if you want to connect with a loved one, please just tell me their name and your relationship to them, their relationship to you. Either way. And before we get started, I just want to say that, as many of you know, I have 2 TV shows. And if you would like to be a guest on Psychic Medium Tony G and get a full 30-minute reading, please email me at tg24721@aol.com. I am going to start to do my show via Skype. They are working out the details still, but as soon as they get worked out, I'll be able to connect with people via Skype, and that means anyone from any place in the world can be on the show. Super excited about that. I've also channeled 5 books, and they're all available on Amazon.com. And I am getting of new books. So that is really exciting for me because that means I'll be channeling really amazing information for you to share with you. So I'm going to go to the very first caller, 775. Hello, 775. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. This is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Well, I met with my supervisor and in a professional, very pleasant tone, I appealed to his good graces in the aspect that
Wendy, I have a full switchboard. What's your question, love?
Okay, do you still, I'm applying online for other jobs, but I asked my boss to switch me to member services. I think it'll help me to stay employed until I get hired by a new company. Will he switch me to member services, and will I get a kind, supportive supervisor?
I feel like he is not going to switch you to member services. I'm hearing a solid no on that. I feel like part of this lesson is yours and part of it is his. Sometimes in life we feel very overwhelmed. You might want to try to apply for disability, full-on disability, if you feel like the positions that you're getting are not for you. And I do feel like there is a change coming in, but it's not the change you're thinking about. It's a different change. So those are the messages that I'm getting for you today. I hope that I really hope that you understand what they're trying to say to you here today. And I hope that you listen to their advice and you try to work forward with that. Okay, sweetie?
Yes. What do you mean by different change, though?
Oops, I'm sorry. Somehow or another that got disconnected. I'm very, very sorry about that. I will try call back next week, and hopefully I'll be able to connect with you. I'm going to go directly to 201 now. Hello, 201. How are you?
Hi, Tony. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Where are you calling from?
Jersey.
How can I help you today?
Could you please look into my future and see if there's a new love interest coming my way?
Yes. The first thing I hear is yes. Now you are, okay, there is a love interest coming your way. I feel like this love interest is going to be coming your way in about a month to a month and a half. You're going to have to be out and about. This is somebody you meet, somebody that you meet just out and about. It's not an event. It's not. It's almost as though, not specifically, but almost as though you meet somebody at like a coffee shop or something like that. A little boutique type of place. Not necessarily a shopping boutique, but maybe like a boutique eating type of place, because I see people sitting. But you do have to be out and about to meet this person. I do feel like it's important for you to be out and about, especially on Saturdays.
Okay.
And I do feel like, I feel like you know, so many of us that want love, we're not in that place for, like, we either repeat the pattern or we're afraid we're going to repeat the pattern. So here's what I'm going to do for you and anybody else who happens to listen to this. And if you feel like after a run round of me clearing this, you need to clear another round, listen to this show again, and the clearing will keep clearing until it is clear. So I'm going to ask, is there something stopping or blocking you from a healthy, happy, loving relationship? I'm instantly getting a yes. I'm going to start clearing that. Instantly, I feel it in my throat, I feel it in my head, and I feel it in my chest. This tells me there's, whew, and those heavy breaths where I feel like I can't even breathe. We've all had pain. We've all had hurt. We've all suffered from a breakup or a loss or a whatever we want to call it in a relationship, and we only remember that part. Why is it that we only remember the worst of it? We have to try to remember the best times of the relationship, because most of the time, 80% of the relationship was good and 20% wasn't great. But that 20% is what we take with us instead of the 80% that was phenomenal. And we have to know that we can have another relationship that is good. Now, I'm going to say relationships are a tremendous amount of work. They are a tremendous amount of dedication. We can't even sometimes get along with people that we were brought up in the same house with them, with the same beliefs as them, but we expect some stranger who was brought up in a different house with different beliefs and ideals to come in and fit us perfectly. It's all about the art of conversation, negotiation, listening as much as we're talking, and I cannot say this enough, understanding where the other person is coming from. I'm going to tell you these are all the characteristics or all the things that make a relationship go much more smoothly and easily. Not that there will never be a problem. We are humans. We have flesh. We have egos. And sometimes that gets in the way. Sometimes the flesh is what makes the relationship fun, but sometimes it's also what gets in the way. So I'm just going to say I'm clearing some of the things that are blocking you, and anybody that's listening can get that clearing also. And I want you to know, and please don't be dissuaded by this, you have the potential to meet three people coming up through the spring and the summer. So this guy, he might be, that I always think that's good, but we as women, we want to be one and done. We meet him, we have coffee, that's it. This is the one, let's start planning the wedding. Because it is just, it's sometimes it's so hard to get out there and date and deal with, you know, all the stuff that goes with dating and meeting new people. But what if we look at it like a psychological study and we show up at the date like the counselor and we ask those open-ended questions and we realize that whatever we learn from this person is what we can apply to not only new guys coming in, but all of our friends and our family, because we're all human, and at the end of the day, we all have these idiosyncrasies that will come up. Now, if you have the potential to meet three people through the spring and the summer, that doesn't mean you have to meet all three. You can choose that, you know, this is going to be it. I'm going to tell you the first one is coming in about 4 to 6 weeks, which puts us, this is March, that puts us at April to mid-April. Is that correct? Right around that time. End of the beginning of March, beginning of April to mid, but I'm really hearing May. Now that doesn't mean skip, and this is so important. Please listen carefully. That doesn't mean skip the first guy, because there's something important to learn from this relationship. Even if you only talk to this person once during coffee, or you go out for a walk, whatever it is, there's something important to learn. And that it's not a bad lesson. It's just, I always say this, we think that, oh, it was another failure. But what if this person that you sit down and talk with teaches you more about what you do want or what you don't want? Because with every single relationship we have, that's really what it's about, learning more about what we do want and what we don't want. And are we willing to settle in this, he's okay, or he's in front of me, and does he want me? And women do this all the time. Does he want me? Does he want me? Does he want me? Without really thinking, do I want him? Is he really what I'm looking for? In 20 years, are these things still going to be cute, or are they going to make me crazy? We don't think about that. We're so caught up in, does he want me? Does he like me? Does he think I'm pretty enough? Does he think I'm good enough? Well, sweetie, we have to know, like we know, we are pretty enough. We are good enough. We are exactly who we are supposed to be. And we have to stop worrying about what the guy's thinking and get in our head and go, okay, what am I thinking about this guy? It's time for us women to turn those tables and stop being insecure and worrying about that guy, because guys are much more resilient than women, I will tell you that. And we have to really ask those open-ended questions, not yes and no questions, but those questions that force the guy to talk. And this is my biggest tip. Don't text. Just don't text for the first 3 months with a guy, because it's too easy. You can't see their facial expressions. There's too many misunderstandings, and you don't know how they mean some of their comments. And it's too easy to get comfortable with a guy that way. Have those conversations. Now, having said all of that, I feel like the guy that comes in May has the strongest potential for you. But again, the guy that comes in 4 to 6 weeks, there's a possibility that there might be two guys around the same time, and both of these guys are going to have really good qualities, but they might not hit it quite the way, they might not make the mark, okay? The one that's coming in May has the strongest potential. I want you to still, from now until May, have conversations with guys, just casual conversations. And ask them open-ended questions about, you know, what makes you want a woman? What makes you think she's the one? What makes you be in a place where you would settle down? And it's easier to have that conversation with a guy that you're not intimately involved in than it is when you're intimately involved with a guy. And it gives you so much understanding, because those guys we're not intimately involved with, they will be so honest with us. all of my friends, with the exception of like one, are guys. And I go to them with, I'm like, okay, this guy said this to me. What does he mean? And when my guy friend is done laughing, he'll say, this is what he's saying. And my guy friends are always the most honest with me. And they'll tell me straight away the intentions of any guy that I'm talking to. But they'll also tell me those facts of, listen, it's going to happen when a guy feels safe, secure, or when he feels like it's somebody he can't be without. And they'll be really honest with me. So between now and then, have those conversations with guys. And not necessarily guys you're really involved with or dating, but just guy friends or relatives. And they'll be honest with you. Guys are always happy to share their wisdom. I know that okay. for sure. So, but again, May has the strongest potential, but you cannot skip. You cannot skip the other two. Have those conversations. It doesn't mean you have to go full on dating mode with them, but there is something important you need to learn from the other two. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day.
And you too.
Thank you. Okay, I am going to go directly to the next caller, 212. Hello, 212. How are you today?
Hey, Tony, it's Bryn calling.
Hey, Bryn.
How are you today?
I'm so blessed. I'm having so many callers that I you know, get every once in a while. Thank you for being so loyal. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I'm feeling, for the past, I'd say, week, I've been feeling very disconnected, ungrounded, like there's a split in my body between one part and another, and I have corresponding dreams that come with this that happens all the time. It's like dreams of, say, I have something with me and I have to get to like a bus or a train, and then I lose that suitcase and then I have to find it, and then I can't find it, and then I've lost the ride, and it's always like I have something and I lose it. I have something and I lose it. And then I get this type of life in my waking life where I just feel disconnected. So anyway, that's the...
Okay, so I'm going to just... So many of us do feel that way, and so many of us do feel like we've missed that train, so to say. We've missed our opportunity. We've missed our, you know, chance or whatever it is. And maybe... We don't feel like we've missed it, but maybe we feel like we're going to miss it. So I'm going to just say you have a disconnect. I get an instant yes. Bryn, let's start clearing you. We're going to start clearing this right now. There you go. See, you always clear so quickly and easily. It's such a physical clearing for you, and I love that because people can understand the power of that. Now, anybody else who feels disconnected, if you're listening to this, and you can be disconnected. I'm being very vague about disconnected. You can be disconnected from so many different things. Like you can feel a disconnect from God, angels. You can feel a disconnect from others or life. I'm being vague and just leaving it disconnected. And we're going to clear that, Bryn. I feel like within a day you're going to feel much stronger, healthier, and happier. I feel like you're going to have some solid changes coming in. And you are going to be moving forward in a really, really positive way. I feel like one of the things with you, Bryn, is you have great ideas. You have some really great potential. But you always, right when you're on the cusp, you let go.
Yeah, that's kind of like the dream, right? I have the stuff and then I let it go.
Yeah, so what I'm going to say now is we're going to do a bit of a clearing on that too. And that is sometimes people, we think we have a fear of failure, but the bigger thing is we have a fear of success. And I'm going to tell you, when we're growing up, we're not taught as Americans, for most people, not all of them, but a lot of people aren't taught to be the most successful. We're taught money is bad, greed is bad, and we're taught having too much is bad. We're taught money is the root of all evil, right? We're taught all of these things biblically, and we're taught them it, throughout our family. And, you know, a lot of us had parents that had bosses that they would say their bosses were greedy, whatever it is, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say right now I'm going to also say we are open to success, yes. We are afraid of success, yes. So let's clear any fear of success. Also, we're going to get back going out. And, oh, instantly, you know, that's interesting because this one hits me below the neck on the back. It's pulling out of that area, which is an interesting place for it to pull out of. Just catching my breath there. Okay, good. Let that out. Now, releases, I want everyone to know that everybody releases very individually and very personally. Sometimes it can be through coughing, and it can be through heavy breath. It can be through sweating. It can just be feeling energy move out of a certain area. You might not know what energy moving feels like. It can feel like pressure. It can feel like you're getting lighter. Whatever it is, just let it all go. And it should be released by the time, well, I'm going to say by the time my show is done, Bren. I feel like you should be pretty clear. Just keep listening to the show, and I'm going to go to the next caller. I want to thank you so much for calling in today. I really appreciate that. You are so welcome, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, sure,
and just keep taking those deep breaths, okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. We are going to go to 310. Hello, 310. How are you today?
Hi there. I'm doing very well, thank you.
Excellent. What's your name, love, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida, and my name is Mindy.
Mindy, how can I help you today?
It's about moving. I think I finally got the short-term solution, and now it's about the long-term.
Okay.
So,
do you want confirmation on that?
Yes.
The short-term solution. It's okay. Mindy, the first thing I'm hearing for you is confused. You're very confused about a lot of things that are going on in your life. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And you're barely holding it together. And I'm sorry I'm saying this on the air, but you're barely holding it together right now. You are, you're just not doing as good as you want to be doing, and you're so instantly the first thing I want to do is hug you, but I can't, so the next thing that I will do is start clearing your confusion, and there's a tremendous amount of sadness and anger with this confusion, so I'm asking that all of it be taken out. You're going to feel like your head is in a whirlwind in a minute. It's perfectly normal. They're just taking all this energy out that is no longer serving you. I'm going to ask you to take some slow, deep breaths while I'm talking. It will help to clear this energy from you. I'm going to tell you your short-term solution is okay. You and I both know this is not the best solution for you, but you're doing it out of desperation. You feel like this is like the only choice or option you have found. You're going to have to be very on top of your long-term solution because I'm just getting that it's not as solid as you think it is. Maybe you know it's not quite as solid, but you're just hoping, like you're living on a wish and a prayer, and you're hoping it's going to work out. I feel like the long-term solution is going to be a little bit problematic, and I'm trying to be very gentle in the way that I say this because I know you're already very distraught about so many things going on. I'm going to tell you, you waited too long to make these choices. Do not wait too long for the next one because you're going to find yourself in a very difficult situation. Okay? Have a backup long-term solution. the one that
right.
you're looking at isn't going to work out the way you think it is. It's not going to, it's very, very problematic, and it's a little sketchy, to be honest. I'm hearing that
mm-hmm.
whatever this solution is, it's a little sketchy. I don't know if they mean sketchy, like there might be some fraud.
I know who you're talking. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thank you for confirming.
I'm confirming
that.
For you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. They're asking mm-hmm. you to, somebody up there is saying, you're smarter than this. You know better than this. Don't let this land in your lap.
Okay.
Do not let this land in your lap, because that's where when push comes to shove, everybody's going to put it in your lap, little girl, and they're all going to walk away like doing that thing with their hands, like hands clean, hands up, not me, all her. Do not let this land in your lap. Walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Find another long-term solution, and do not second guess that. Do not think for a moment that this has the possibility of working out. It's, I just feel like it's a scam, whatever it is. Okay, let's not talk about what it is.
Okay.
Let's go to what you need to do. You need to find a different long-term solution. It's the one you have. It's not going to be what you think it is. It's not going to work out. Stop that now. Get a second
mm-hmm.
long-term solution. And when you go into it, I want you to do this. I want you to take a slow, deep breath in. I want you to call on your angels and tell them you need a long-term solution and give them, bring that to you. Within 3 days, they're going to bring you the solution that works out the best for you. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
So drop your current long-term solution, and then sit down and just close your eyes, take that slow, deep breath in, ask your angels to come in and help you with that long-term solution. And I'm hearing within 3 days, you will get something that will help you have a new long-term solution, okay? We as humans, we think we're down here muddling through and pushing through and fighting through everything on our own. We forget to call on our angels. They're there waiting to help us. So just ask your angels to come in and to help you. And with love, grace, and divinity, they will put you exactly where you are supposed to be. When you get those signs
right.
or those little thoughts in your head, write them down immediately
mm-hmm.
and then follow up on them. Do not get distressed or feel like it's not going to work out. Just move forward the best you can with everything, okay?
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, I'm so happy that you called in today and you were able to get this message, because I feel like it's really important for you. Now, I'm getting that you're really stuck in a lot of areas, so let's go ahead and start clearing that too. And I
mm-hmm.
hope that you sit down today and don't send money anywhere. Don't send any money anywhere. Just have faith and know that it's going to work out for you, okay?
Okay.
So just take that breath and do that today. And thank you for calling in. And when everything settles down, call me back and let me know how it all works out, okay? There is another solution, and it is coming in, okay?
Thank you. Okay.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for calling in today. I will be back here next Monday at noon, taking your calls, answering your questions. If I did not get to you today, I truly want to apologize. I do my best to get to as many people as I can during the 30 minutes. But the clearings that I did, even if you didn't get a chance to speak with me, those clearings are helping you to move forward, whether you're listening or you're on the line, they are helping you. So please, re-listen to this show, re-listen to other shows, and you will find how powerful those clearings are and how powerfully they can help you to move forward. If you have something that is an emergency you need to talk about right away, please go to my website, tonig.info, And please book a session. I'll be happy to help you that way. Thank you, and have an absolutely amazing day.